KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of light drizzle or light rain, if you will, outside of our studios. It's 39 degrees, and we look for it to be cloudy today with light drizzle to become mixed with other precipitation, such as freezing mist and rain, and then later on, light snow. We'll have a high early around 40, which we've already seen this morning, with temperatures dropping into the upper 20s by sunset. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A reminder that the National Weather Service has issued winter weather advisories for parts of western and southwest Iowa. The advisory is in effect from now until 9 p.m. for Carroll, Crawford, Audubon, Harrison, Monona, and Shelby counties, and from noon today until 9 p.m. for Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont counties. Again, expect freezing drizzle and mixed precipitation, which will result in difficult travel conditions. Total snow accumulations of up to 1 inch and ice accumulations of up to a tenth of an inch are expected, making for very slippery sidewalks later on, roadways, bridges, and overpasses. Well, in the news, a man from Adams County was arrested on a threat of terrorism and multiple other charges Wednesday. The sheriff's office reports a call to the Adams County Sheriff's Office came in, during which the caller threatened to shoot a sheriff's deputy. The caller was identified as 41-year-old Sean Dale Kammerer of Nottoway, who was found to be prohibited from possessing firearms. Authorities obtained a search warrant for his residence and located a firearm, ammunition, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. Kammerer was arrested on felony charges that include threat of terrorism, child endangerment, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, and possession of ammunition by a prohibited person. He was also charged with first-degree harassment, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, harassment of a public official, and interference with official acts. Kammerer was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail until being seen by a magistrate. Also arrested at the scene was 45-year-old Chantel DeWall of Nottoway on charges of felony child endangerment, possession of meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her cash-only bond was set at $6,300. Additional charges are pending. The Adams County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies stopped a vehicle Wednesday night in Villisca and ended up arresting two men on drug charges. Authorities say the vehicle was pulled over at around 8:30 p.m. at the intersection of North 4th Street and East High Street in Villisca. Deputies took 18-year-old Charles Lee Shadbolt of Villisca into custody for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. 18-year-old Nathan Jess Simmons of Villisca was arrested for possession of marijuana, along with charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia and failure to have SR-22 insurance. Simmons was also cited for registration violation and driving while suspended. Both men were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where their bonds were set at $1,000 apiece. An accident Wednesday morning in Atlantic caused a brief evacuation of the Atlantic Hy-Vee store. Cass County Emergency Manager Mike Kennan says the incident happened at around 8:45 a.m.
I think people in the parking lot and inside the store were smelling gas. When we got there, they determined that a truck had backed into the service into the building, and that's where the gas was coming from. The store was evacuated. We were able to get the shutoff, was turned off there fairly quickly. They started running fans through the store to get that aired out. And, we were back up and running in a fairly short time.
No injuries were reported. Kennan says the driver of the truck was backing up to a loading dock when the incident occurred.
There's like some, those pylon-type concrete structures to protect. Of course, he missed those and hit the gas service. Luckily, the break in the line was on the other side of the shutoff, so it could be shut off.
Alliant Energy crews were working on repairing the connection as firefighters were leaving and returning to their base. Also in the news, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the Fremont County Reserve Deputy Association recently received a very generous donation to Operation Santa. Cooper Avey had a birthday party, and instead of presents for himself, he asked his friends to bring presents to donate to Operation Santa. And Astrup says Cooper's very generous donation will never be forgotten. In our funeral announcements, Larry Miller, age 74, of Harlan, died December 13th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Larry Miller will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Delmer McElfish, age 91, of Messina, died Saturday at the VA Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Delmer McElfish will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Clarence Edward Cheater, age 86, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Clarence Cheater will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Jessie Irene Blomquist, age 98, of Greenfield and formerly of the Stewart area, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehab and Care Center. Funeral services for Jessie Blomquist will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Joni Grace, age 53, of Guthrie Center, died December 12th in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Joni Grace will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Carol Ann Schuler, age 82, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Carol Ann Schuler will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Donna Haig, age 82, of Creston and formerly of Orient, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Donna Haig will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mary Agnes Shaben, age 98, of Erling, died December 15th at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Mary Shaben will be held December 28th at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Donald Circa, age 66, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for Donald Circa will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.